Hey everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy podcast. I said, hey everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy podcast. Hey everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Aunt Cavern.
Hey everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Sure is.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Who cares?
Are you Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Shrinking.
I'm Ant-Man.
Shrinking.
Going down to Cavern.
Cool.
Taverns. Ant Tavern. Tabernacle.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Alright. Well, hey everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Ant Cavern.
It's a thing, and it's a date, and here we go.
It's time for a cold brewski.
Oh, yeah. It's a Diet Coke, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Got some Diet Mountain Dew in the car, but it's red hot.
Woohoo. Is that the new flavor?
Red hot? Oh, yeah. Man.
Cinnamon flavored totally. Mountain Dew or something?
Yep.
Gross.
And big red flavored Big Red.
Hey everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy Podcast. It is July the something 928 900.
Friday the 20th of July 2017. Welcome to the future
present. Of 2017. Wow.
Get ready for now ago.
It's already been 10,000 years. Wait, how many thousands of years would that be?
I don't know.
20,000 years.
Yeah. Give or take.
Yeah. So a lot's happened since then.
Yeah. Since wow. Here we are in the future.
They took the vote away from women.
Yep.
Gave it back again.
Sure.
Gave them all the votes.
Right.
And then no one votes anymore.
How'd they rig that? Did they get an inside man?
We get robots to do it.
Hey, so if our president becomes a lady man...
I'm a busy guy, man. I can't fucking go vote. I gotta get my specialized robot to do it for me.
Can you guys vote by mail?
I guess so. Probably.
Can you guys vote by phone?
I think only if you're out of the country, actually. I think if you're in the country, you really have no excuse but to go to a church and do it.
A church? You do all your voting at church?
Yeah, we vote at church sometimes.
That's awesome.
They have the voting stations at, like... schools, usually like elementary schools or churches, is where most of the voting stations are. I always feel weird about
that. That's
pretty good. Going to a church to vote. I'm like, oh, fuck it, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm not voting for, church matters.
Deity?
Yeah, it's like, who's going to be God this year?
That'd be rad.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Who's going to be in charge of everything?
Yeah, totally. Who's the all-knowing, all-seeing creator of the universe this week?
Yeah.
I suppose you could vote on Sunday. And I suppose maybe they do that. Everyone always votes.
Doo-doo. He said doo-doo that.
Doo-doo-doo.
That's good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Brian?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I ruined Pirate Master for myself.
Master?
I was looking up Booty Snatch. You know Booty Snatch?
Yes.
I was looking up on the... I went to the... What's that Wikipedia with... all the stuff on it?
TV.com.
No. I was looking at Wikipedia.
Com.tv.
I just wanted to see if they, like... were like, oh, yeah, it's filmed on a fucking set. Burbank.
And they told you who won it?
Well, no, but they did say what happened last night. Like, I didn't realize I was looking this shit up after an episode had aired that I hadn't seen.
Right.
So I fucking know who got voted off the tugboat, and I know all the twists and all that stuff. I'm like,
I've done that before in the past, too. TV.com. You know that site, right?
It's
really good for finding out like episode lists and orders, and also the orders that episodes were supposed to go in, because you know how sometimes shows air them out of order.
Yeah, you know, like that Sarah Silverman program. Didn't they show the first one last? Or
yeah,
something
they
like
did,
that?
And yeah. Maybe best that they did because it wasn't the best.
Wow,
that they did. Whoa. Yeah. But also, I think 30 Rock was a show that they aired a couple out of order, and then when I was, like, watching them, I was like, oh maybe I'll watch these in proper order. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They do that a lot. And so TV.com is a good site for that kind of stuff. But I did that one time to, like, like, I forget what I was looking up, and it, like, told me who got voted off Survivor or something, and I was like,
Oh, man. Is it the black guy?
No. The black guy won last time, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What was Dreams thinking? I still am like, what was
that
he?
That guy was schizophrenic or something.
Stupid. That's so dumb. Like, to make the big speech about how, like, oh, I'm going to be an honest man. I want my son to see what a stand-up dude I am.
Yeah.
Like, to say that and then go back on it. And then, like, how does he not know that in doing that, he's completely screwed himself out of any chance to get the money?
The thing is about that show is that, I mean, providing it's as legit as everyone claims it is, they're all starving.
Yeah, yeah,
you know how, like, if you miss a meal, how, like, irritable and stupid you get? Not you, but all
dude,
of us.
No, me, yeah. No, if I miss a snack, if I
eat
shit.
And you're like, oh, I'm starving, and I can't
drop a
think.
Chip.
Yeah, and, you know, you're not thinking straight and stuff. And those guys, like, if you're not eating properly for, like, a month, you know, over a month, you gotta think that, like, you start to go a bit retarded.
I suppose.
Being in the hot sun all day long and shit, you'd be like, fucking... Yeah, give me that truck, dude. I'll fucking whatever, man. And then later, you're like, oh, shit.
That truck have beers in it, please? beers in that truck?
Yeah. I always like it when they, like, make them drive somewhere in the truck. And I'm like, I don't think those people should be driving.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, at least it's like, you know, jungle roads or whatever, you know?
Yeah, still.
Jungle roads.
I'm like, wait, I get to keep this truck after the... I'm not getting into it now because I'm filthy. So,
yeah.
Is
my truck?
Can I drive this one, and will you give me a new clean one after?
Yeah, really.
Because I'm going to have all those stinky-ass friends in it, too.
You know, on The Price is Rise, you know, when you win a car?
Yes.
You don't actually win that car.
You can pick a new car.
You can pick whatever whatever stock color that car comes in and shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't have to, like, it's like, oh, fuck, that is really blue.
Salmon color.
Yeah. You can pick whatever color you want, which is funny because people usually run up and fuck the hell out of the car. You know, they're just like, "Oh, I won this car," and you know, it's like, "Hey, you're just fucking a prop car," you know?
Right.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, weird. So, what's happened with Price is Right?
Still no permanent host announced. And you know, the last I heard, Bob was like, "Well, if you don't find anybody,
I'll just stay on until I die."
I guess.
My retirement plans will be a sham.
Yeah, well, his, I don't know.
Just get an animatronic Bob Barker. You won't know the difference.
I have visions of Bob, like, doing Cliffhanger, you know, like you know, but in real life, you know, like, yo-dee-yo-dee-yo-dee-yo-dee-yo, you know, and he's, like, climbing a little hill, you know?
Yeah.
Of shows. You know, he's old and he's gonna die, you know, he's gonna fall off the end. Yeah.
I guess.
It's horrible. You know what? You wanna know something kind of fucked up? Okay, right. You know how I've got, like, a lot of emotional issues with television? You know?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, well, like, you know, when we first started talking about The Price, it was that I could not watch it. I mean, that's what we originally talked about, was that I couldn't actually watch it anymore.
Right.
And then after we talked about it, I was able to watch it again or whatever, but, like, I'd freak out too much when people were, like, not gonna win something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, Bob's final show came up and all that shit, and, like, big tribute to Bob, and fond look back at 25 years and this and that.
All the different models. Then you're like, oh yeah, there was that model, but...
Oh, who cares?
Oh.
Enough about me.
You're one of the library, right?
I'm gonna go to the library, yeah.
You gonna get a comic book?
Yeah.
I gotta maybe like a Essentials? Ant-Man Volume 2?
Possibly. Yeah, I'm gonna see if Robert missed any of the falling into a pile of ants panels.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which, if, for those of you who don't know, again, in one of them 53 little zines there that Robert Newsom did, one of them is a collection of just panels where Ant-Man is like, oh, I'll fall into this cushion of ants. This cushion of ants will break my fall. Ah, nothing like falling into a cushion of ants.
That's creepy. Because if you were small, those guys would be hard.
Yeah, they wouldn't cushion you.
No.
That would suck. It's like, oh, I'll fall into a fucking cushion of bulls. You know? Like,
yeah.
Comfy.
Well, ants don't really have horns. More like a bucket of armadillos.
Fair enough.
Armadillo?
Yes. Probably. But, to the Muzzies. To the Muzzy crew.
Yes.
Yep.
But the
no, shut up. But I didn't watch it. I recorded that shit. I got this shit still on my DVR box.
Oh,
couldn't fucking bring myself to watch the Bob's Farewell.
I was like, even though he didn't really farewell, right?
Exactly. Not dead. Still willing to do the show, but I was like, no, it'll be too sad. They'll have the sad music and the soft lens, and I just can't. I'm a sucker for that shit.
I don't think they have soft music, or I mean, sad music on that show. Well, really? Besides. Just that. The whole time, it's like, that's the closest we got to sad music. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's the You Lost music just constantly playing.
What do you know about Major Blood?
That's his actual last name.
Okay. Is he an actual major?
I believe so.
United States military?
Yeah. How come he's the one who had, like, a real, like, rank in his name?
Well, Cobra Commander.
Yeah. Do you think
was
at
Baroness
one time
a real Baroness, or was that just her name?
That's her, like, nickname. And she actually was one, I think, so... That's pretty good. But do you think that back in the day when Cobra Commander was working his way up the ranks, he was maybe like Cobra Lieutenant or something like that?
Possibly. Yes. Archduke Chocula.
How do you think he got... Did they ever really go into how he became the leader of Cobra and like how he managed to get all these dudes to work for him?
It's blackmail, wasn't it?
Was it?
Compromising Polaroids?
Yeah. Well, if you... allow the movie continuity, he was a weird alien guy from the Andes or something, right?
No, that's... I don't think the cartoon is actually canon.
I'm sure it is.
It's all file cards.
Yeah.
Whatever is on the file card.
File cards make it seem pretty legitimate. Like, they go into a lot of technical things about military stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they talk about, like, oh, when Gung Ho was at West Point, such in this, he folded the best boots, and his footlocker was always the freshest smelling. And you're like, well, that's pretty cool. That guy was serious. And then in the cartoon, he's like, I've got to serve gumbo for you! Who wants it? And then it's like, dude, you're a ridiculous man. You are not a serious military dude. So,
that's
I
fair.
Think that file cards, you're right, that is the true measure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
And the file card for Cobra Commander doesn't say he used to be a weird snake guy.
Did you catch that?
No.
She said, get on me, Allison.
Oh, God. Oh, number one hit single. You're making a song out of that tomorrow.
I guess you want to know why I'm down.
Why is that?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I fucked up this morning.
Really?
Yeah. There's a puppet show at 10:30. You're supposed to go to a puppet show.
Absolutely.
And woke up at fucking 5 after 10. Puppet show is like 20-minute drive. Kids not up yet, not dressed.
Wow.
I was like, Spencer, we could go to the puppet show, but nobody can wear pants, nobody can brush their teeth, nobody can have any breakfast, and we have to speed.
Yeah.
And
your own puppet show.
Yep.
Allison's probably too young to really
guilt trip me.
Yeah.
No.
So, did you just say you can play Mario Kart instead?
No. I mean, it was cool, but he was cool about it, but I still kind of felt
bad. You got fucking parenting update. Do you want it?
Parenting?
Parenting. Remember when you were telling me the other day how you don't have to parent no more because of something that happened?
Oh, yeah, because Allison tried playing Katamari.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she liked it pretty good.
It's
she kept getting stuck
in
corners.
Who doesn't like it? Yeah, well, she'll learn. Spencer can teach her fucking
totally.
How to play video games, and you can just nap your life away.
I know. That'd be nice. No, I haven't. I quit napping during the day, so I'm even more, like, you know. Wow.
I guess John Lovitz beat the crap out of any dick, which is pretty
sweet. Good. And weird. That's a...
It's totally weird.
That's a... Man, they should make a game of that.
Video game? Of stand-up comics fighting?
Yeah.
You could probably do really well with that.
Yeah.
You could have Carrot Top in it.
Sure.
He would actually be the best guy.
Yep. I think the first guy you fight, like, as soon as you know, the first guy you just plow right through when you start playing?
Yeah.
Dane Cook.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Glass Joe Dane Cook.
Carlos Mencia would be the next guy?
Sure.
He would be the equivalent of the King Hippo, maybe?
Yeah.
Or something? Punching him in the belly?
Yep.
No, wait. He would be
okay.
Von Kaiser?
Yes.
Or whatever.
There you go. Good who's ethnic
the,
flair.
Who's the fat? Who would be the fat? Lisa Lampanelli.
Ravishing ethnic
King
flair.
Hippo.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a lot of names.
It is.
We know stuff.
Sometimes.
So Major yep. Blood, what was his deal?
He had a sweet mustache and an eye patch.
Yeah. Which
wait,
which I was
so did on. Dr. Mindbender.
Hmm.
Same guy?
It's a monocle.
You know, when Dr. Mindbender started showing up, Major Blood wasn't around so much anymore.
Whoa. It's true. Major Blood always wore that hat, so you couldn't see his big chrome.
I think that's cool. Dome. Back in the day, in the early days of Cobra, how they all sort of had the Cobra theme, like that helmet, you know?
Yeah.
Cobra helmet was like a thing that a lot of them were using, and then they kind of went away from it.
Yeah.
Like the old Cobra officers and soldier guys, they all had that, you know, fucking kerchief and snake helmet, and that
what was
pretty
that?
That was pretty cool, right? And yeah. then all of a sudden...
Are they fucking banditos? Like,
yeah, no, I loved it.
Get recognized.
And AK-47s, it was pretty sweet. Yeah. And then they brought in, like, the Vipers, who were, like, tough, you know, fucking weirdo, like, I don't know, buff dudes, and then, like, the Televipers and the Snow Vipers, and then...
The new
went,
Televipers?
Nice.
Yeah.
And they went away from the motif.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you know in Star Wars, you know that movie Star Wars?
Yeah.
And then they have the guys, they're, you know, the Cobra soldiers from Star Wars?
Right.
They are always keeping with their motif, even when they go into the snow or into the jungle.
Were those guys called AIM? Was that AIM?
AIM. Hydra.
That's right.
Or something.
That's right.
I always get those confused.
Really?
Yeah. What's their deal? What's the difference between AIM and Hydra?
Hydra was a terrorist group, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And AIM was, they just had ideas that they wanted to advance mechanically. God, I guess I don't know the difference. Do they ever work together? I mean,
I don't really know.
I mean, I suppose they're just separate groups, you know? I mean, it's like, what's the difference between Cobra and Hordak? You know?
Yeah, so maybe we'll see you on Monday, maybe not.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cliffhanger, dude.
Yeah.
People like that. They like the mystery.
All right.
Tune in next time to find out if you can tune in. Throw cups is... So, for people who don't know, this is... We don't obviously record everything we talk about, right?
Right.
Hey, sometimes we turn it off and whatnot. And how... You know how... We never used to call it Talking Show until you and Spencer started calling it that?
Yeah.
Well, that has actually turned into... There's a new euphemism for Spy vs. Spy podcast, and that is throwing cups.
That's right. Never throw cups again, he's saying.
Yeah, we used to, so, like, recently... Recently...
Okay. Well, bye, Venus.